And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Jane Salemson. Recently, the news has been telling us about the humongous quantities of mail and packages that have and are going through the system on its way to families, friends, and loved ones, near and far. Unfortunately, in this season of joyousness and goodwill to all men, it is disturbing to realize that not everyone shares these attributes. Here is a local tale which will make one despair and act as a warning to us all. Last week, when I was out to dinner with fellow musicians between two performances of the Nutcracker Ballet, one musician was constantly keeping an eye on his phone. He apologized and said he was waiting for updates from his wife. It seems the mailman had delivered a package and had rung the doorbell to inform the residents. This was heard, and his son went upstairs to get some shoes to go outside. It took about 2 minutes, but by the time he got outside, the package was gone. The package, lovingly sent by grandparents, was nowhere to be seen. Neither was a person close by or a car rushing off. It seems that an unscrupulous person follows the mail truck watching for deliveries, waits to see if anyone answers the door, and if nobody does, runs up to the door, grabs the packages, then hides somewhere until the coast is clear. There was nothing the father could do. As the package had been delivered, the insurance was not in effect. I have not heard the end result, but for all of us who feel comfortable having packages left on our doorsteps or patios, this is a hard lesson to learn. Yet another instance of the statue of ideals being chipped away. Is this quite common, or am I too naive to believe in goodwill at Christmas time? This is Jane Salemson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.